My guests on Simply Folk are Steve Leto and John Wright, who perform together as the duo Leto and Wright. They're based in the Twin Cities and have a really unique sound that's a blend of traditional and more contemporary styles. And wait till you hear their guitar work. Welcome, Steve and John.
Thank you, Stephanie. Glad to be here.
Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's start with some music right away, and we can talk a little bit after. What would you like to start with?
Tell them all about it, Steve.
Well, it's a collection of mostly Irish tunes, although it's going to start in Scotland and I think wind up in Ireland. Ready?
Yep.
Thank you. Holy cow, that was just magnificent.
Thank you.
Wow, some wonderful playing. And Steve Leto, just for those of you, I know you were paying close attention with your ears, but he switched from a beautiful little guitar to a beautiful little mandolin in the middle of that set.
Yes, we've been playing that same set for going on 12 years now, and we've told ourselves that if we ever play it correctly, we'd retire from the music business. So we're going to continue with the interview today.
Continue in the music business.
Yes, we're going to continue right on.
Yeah, what's the phrase? Progress, not perfection.
So we hope.
Well, you know, I heard in that you're using two-stringed instruments, but it almost, I could hear the drone kind of the bagpipe sound and a lot of really wonderful kind of instrumentation just within those two instruments.
Thank you for noticing. A lot of that has to do with the open tunings we use on the guitar. For those guitarists out in the audience, we're using primarily dadgad, which we didn't invent, but we try and use to its most maximum effectiveness, hopefully. And we also are playing music, tunes especially for us, that were written for instruments like fiddle or whistles or harps. But we don't know how to play those instruments. So we try our best to do it on guitar.
Nice. Well, you know, you play quite a lot of Celtic music or music from the British Isles. And I'm wondering, do you two have a heritage from the British Isles or...
Not so much. I mean, I'm half Finn and half Dutch, so I don't know how we wound up playing Celtic music.
Yeah. My family goes back to one of the Signers, so I think we've been here a while.
How did you first encounter this music, and how did you get into it?
I will never forget my first experience with it. I heard Richard Thompson at the Guthrie warm up Randy Newman.
Wow.
What a great show that was, let me tell you. And he played just solo acoustic guitar, and one of the first things he did was a tune called Banished Misfortune. And I had never heard anyone play guitar like that. I said, I got to go find out what that record was. And I found Strict Tempo, and I started playing around with dadgad right then.
Wow. That's Steve. How about you, John?
My first introduction to this sort of material was... I think the record was Below the Salt. It's a Steely Span record. And once again, for those of you listening, not Steely Dan.
Right.
Steely Span, which was one of the two seminal British folk rock bands to come out of Britain. You had your Fairport Convention, you had your Steely Span. And a relative had the record, and I played it, and I was just transfixed by what was coming off of it. In fact, I became a bit of a folk snob, I think, at that time, because at that time they didn't have drums.
Oh, right.
In the early line of Steel, I didn't have drums, and then I went and bought the live record, and it had drums, and I returned it to the store in anger. I was so refined in my tastes.
He likes drums now. I can vouch for that.
I'm out of drums now. We didn't bring our drummer with, but he's present in spirit.
That's right. The two of you play often as a duo, but sometimes as a trio with percussion or...
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Matt Jacobs.
Yeah, Matt Jacobs. He's been with us all this last 13 years. Whenever we can bring him, we bring him.
You do a mix of traditional ballads and also some contemporary sounding music. Do you research? I mean, do you go at this as in a kind of a scholarly way, or is this more casual? I mean, how do you come up with some of your arrangements? And words, lyrics, too.
I think a lot of the lyrics tend to be traditional, and I don't know how scholarly it is, but we certainly have the, you know, Dover copy of the Child Ballads handy, so we can look through those. But, you know, some of the arrangements, too, are definitely our own and focus on our background and maybe progressive rock. So it's kind of melding those two styles together, I think, that gives us our sound.
Right, when I was first listening to, especially when you're playing with a larger group, it made me think of Steely Span and even Jethro Tull, and Yes to some degree, and I was wondering what you listened to as...
Yeah, you have good ears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from that era, too, okay. So...
Yeah, all that stuff's thrown in the pot there. I think the main element that maybe we can hang on to is that nearly, I'd say 99% of what we do will have some sort of quote-unquote traditional element to it. We might write whole pieces of music around a set of traditional lyrics, but
Betsy Bell.
Yeah, there's we've done that, but there's going to be some kind of tie-in to something that came before us, I would guess.
Why don't we have another piece? What would you like to do next?
We're going to do, speaking of contemporary, a Pete Seeger song, recently departed. So we thought we'd do a couple of his today. We actually have three or four in our repertoire. And since we're here promoting Leto and Wright and our art, we're going to do a Pete Seeger song that is not on any Leto and Wright record.
Oh.
We'll be someday.
Well, we're working on it.
Turn the swimmers, burn the lovers, churn peace. May the generals learn when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Sound the banjo, play the old hoedown. Dances swing round and round when I'm far away. Fresh may the breezes blow, clear may the streams flow. Blue above, green below when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Well, may
wonderful arrangement of classic Pete Seeger song. Made me want to sing along, which is what his music does so often. And he's known for doing what you two are doing, which is taking some of these traditional ballads, rewriting them, putting his own spin on them, and that kind of thing.
Well, that's what the folk process is. And he got his from hanging out with Woody Guthrie and listening to those guys. Listening, he got it firsthand mostly, let's say.
Yep.
An actual oral tradition, we're getting it mostly from recordings.
Right,
you know?
That's true.
And if we go way back, we have pulled some stuff from field recordings as well, which are made by Alan Lomax and that crew.
Yeah.
So we have taken just like a vocal and written, you know, recorded in somebody's kitchen in 1952.
Some of those recordings are just magical.
They're awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're not thinking about anything but the execution of the message.
Yeah.
The performance is secondary. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with ego at all that I can detect, which is one of the, I think another, if someone asked me what folk music is, I think that's not that we don't have egos, because we do if we're going to get in front of people and play,
yeah.
But one of the primary elements is that we're not generally not trying to impress anybody, hopefully, except ourselves. We're just trying to do what we wrote, hopefully in some reasonable fashion, you know.
Yeah, and doing it well.
Good.
Yeah. The two of you, I think I saw on your website that you do some school workshops occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah.
And was wondering if you were both in school music programs growing up. Did you participate in school music, or how did you get started as musicians?
I got started as a musician because I think I asked for a guitar and my sister bought me the complete Beatles.
Uh-huh.
And it had all the little guitar chords.
Over on the top.
On the top. And so I put my fingers where the little dots were. That's about it.
That's really a time-honored way of learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I was definitely in band and choir growing up early on, as soon as they could get me in there. Played baritone horn.
Oh, excellent.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I switched from trumpet. There were too many trumpet players in fifth grade, so they switched me over to baritone.
Got to get in the band, man. Yeah.
That's a good solid instrument to start on.
It was.
Yeah. And choir is nice, too. You've got a nice, high sort of a falsetto voice there sometimes,
thank
Steve.
You.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I know some Latin words, too. Singing in those choirs.
I suppose you do. Well, what would you like to do next?
Well, we mentioned Steel Eye Span earlier. This is a piece, I won't say directly lifted from them, but influenced by, rearranged a bit. It's called Skewbald, but it comes in many forms. I think Spider John Kerner, or the American form of the song, is Stewball,
Yes. I think Peter, Paul, and Mary did a version,
they
too.
They did do Stewball. Yeah. That is correct. We've borrowed some of their music as well. I say borrowed. So this is our...
As if we're going to give it back.
Yeah. This is our take on it.
Of the land, and he rolls about in clover. The horses were brought out with saddle, whip, and bridle. The gentleman did shout when they saw the noble riders, and some did shout hooray. The air was thick with curses on the great Griselda. The sportsmen bared their purses. Shot off like an arrow, they scarcely touched the ground, for the cohen it was narrow. Then Griselda passed them by, the gentleman did holler, the gray well when the day and Skewball he will follow. Spoke the noble rider, I fear we must go on, for she's going like a tiger. And when they did discourse, bold Skewbald flew like lightning. He chased around the course, and the gray mare she was taken.
right on my noble lord, for the absolute guineas, the prize will be of gold when we become the winner. And pass the winning post, both scoop on two quite handy, horse and rider both, ordered sherry, wine, and brandy. Gallant gentlemen, oh, come listen to my story about the bold Skewball, that noble racing pony. Oh, the marvel was the man who brought bold Skewball over. He's the diamond of the land, and he rolls about in clover.
Skewbald is what you call that. It's
that's what Martin McCarthy called it. So
yep. Can't go wrong with that.
No.
And I really enjoyed the harmonies that you were playing on the guitar. Those open fourths and fifths kind of really gives it that British Isles sound. Really neat. And some percussion there, a little bit like
the
horse,
pony, I think.
The horse beat, horse hoofs, neat.
When we don't have the drummer with us, we have to improvise.
So you provide your own percussion, yeah. Well, and I have to ask about the guitars, because it almost sounds like an orchestra from where I'm sitting. You make them sound so full. How do you get such a beautiful guitar sound?
That's an interesting question. trial and error, mostly. For me, I came to the acoustic probably a little bit later. Started on electric, so a lot of my technique stems, I think, from playing electric guitar, and I'm kind of a slave to a volume pedal, so some of the swelly things I do are a result of playing a lot of electric guitar in my younger years.
Guitar for me is a second instrument, actually. I'm primarily a bass player. And I can play guitar, and in this tuning, like if someone asked me to sit in with their band, I'd be a bit lost. I know later on write music on the guitar, and if I can learn something, but I consider myself a guitar player in this band, like right now. Otherwise,
I'll say.
I'm a bass player by trade. I actually kind of try and work at that, but I just got lucky with things, with the sound. Steve's put a lot of work into his equipment and his tone, and I'm just chasing him.
Oh, they both sound beautiful. Well, how did you two meet? How long have you been playing together?
88. I think it was 1988. We actually met in a band that was doing original Latin music, sort of a la Santana. Big percussion section.
Wow.
Horns. Like 10 or 12 guys in the band. I think we rehearsed once a week for like a year and a half and played two gigs.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. And I got there's video of the one gig. Steve's got a fascinating hat on. It looks good.
You know, it was good.
At least it was good music. Sounds like it was fun to rehearse.
It was. It was a fun band, but that's where we met. And then I think I might have pawned off a Fairport tape on him.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Fairport tape at one point.
Kind of set the hook a little bit and started to reel him in.
Yeah, and then we were making a, I have two solo records that I did in the 90s, and Steve was on them, as well as our drummer Matt, and we started rehearsing for another John Wright solo record, and it morphed into Leto and Wright, which was fine with me. Everybody started having input, and that was the birth of that organization, 1999, I think.
So you've been playing together 15 years or so. Well, and you're gig quite a bit in your home state of Minnesota, but you've got a couple of gigs coming up in Wisconsin. I think you're going to be in Hayward at the Park Theater on Thursday the 13th, March 13th, and in Marshfield on the 14th as part of the Vox Concert Series.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then you're in Duluth in April, which of course, is Minnesota, but we it's right across from Superior, where we have a couple of antennas, so we know we have listeners in Duluth.
Sure,
so.
The church up there, the Sacred Heart, it's a gorgeous church that they've desanctified and put shows on in.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, why don't we close with one more song, and I'd like to remind listeners that you can find information at the website, which is Lehto and Wright, LehtoandWright.com. And there'll be links on our Facebook page and on our web page as well.
Thank you,
What would you
Stephanie.
Like to finish up with?
Steve's going to sing one. We're gonna go out with a bang with a ballad.
All right.
I'm going to play a quiet one for you.
Power ballad.
Yeah. This is from our last release.
Leave you away.
Classic ballad, Shenandoah. Well, my guests on Simply Folk have been John Wright and Steve Lato, known in their duo form as Lato and Wright. Thank you so much for coming down from the Twin Cities and sharing your time and talent with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. We're really grateful.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yep, thanks.